When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hannah says, hey there, Ben and Kelly. Love your show.
Thank you.
And I also love eating my popcorn and hearing all the drama on your show.
Thank you.
Anyway, I'm a little nervous, but was wondering if you could help me out with something.
Okay.
I'm 20. I've been with a great guy for about 4 months now. He's my first boyfriend, and I think I'm really in love with him.
Aww.
We talk and laugh for hours. We have amazing chemistry. I feel totally comfortable with him.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that he recently said some things that are kind of worrying me. He mentioned that in a high school relationship, his girlfriend cheated on him.
Mm-hmm.
It hurt him a lot, and he broke up with her immediately.
Sure.
Understandable. Then he said he started a hate campaign against her at school.
Mm.
He enlisted his friends and made her life so terrible, she ended up transferring schools. I was horrified. Now, I didn't tell him this. I wanted to be supportive of his hurt and not sound like I was defending his ex. He seemed to feel no remorse, though, and considered what he did a fitting punishment. The thing is that I'm a bit scared now. What prevents him from punishing me if something goes wrong in our relationship? Am I overreacting? And everyone has these, quote, things in their past? Or is it a reason to call it quits? I think I really am in love with him.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's tough.
Wasn't there a Mark Wahlberg movie? Was it called Fear?
Cape Fear.
Cape Fear. Was that Cape
yes,
Fear?
Yes, Cape Fear.
Where he was
psycho.
But he was so great to her. He was
yes.
so great to her. But then she
yeah.
started finding things out
yeah.
about his past and about how
yeah.
he can just kind of turn. Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. That was the first thing that came to my mind. And that's
yeah.
probably completely, completely wrong here.
That went down a dark path.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Sorry.
But I, you know what? I think there's some validity to it. I mean, unless it I feel like it would be different if he was expressing remorse and say, I would never do that again. That was immature. You know, I've grown from that experience now, but it doesn't sound like he did. And that's what
well, he could be young too.
Flag part of me.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
me. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's probably young too. And by that, I mean, he's probably in his early 20s also.
Okay, but he still hasn't learned a life lesson from what he did, though, and feels like it's justified. So
yeah, the girl had to transfer.
I know.
That's
and
crazy.
That's why I feel like she is, her spidey senses tingling about this, I think is a good thing. I think that's a really bad, big red flag. And I think she's got valid concerns. Like, what if things go south with them? Is he going to try to hatch a revenge plot against her too?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I if he's capable of that behavior and doesn't seem to have learned from it, that's the part that is problematic for me. He hasn't
okay.
learned from it.
Okay.
He's not showing remorse. He's not saying, I should never have done that.
Right.
I would never do that again.
Right. Yeah.
I'm a different person
I knew
now.
I was out of line, whatever. All right.
Yes.
That's what Kelly and I think. What do you think? And have you been in this kind of situation where you can offer up some advice to Hannah and say, hey, look, been there, done that. This is what I think. All right. 502-795-1997. That is our number. This is what group therapy is all about. We'll get to your stories and comments on the way on 99.7 DJX. Kind of in the middle of group therapy here where Hannah thinks she's found the perfect guy. They've been vibing for about 4 months. She found out he made his ex-girlfriend in high school's life a living hell when he found out she cheated on him. She had to like transfer schools, and it now has Hannah worried that it could happen to her too. So she's like, is this a big enough red flag that I should be concerned and like leave? Or
and
is
we
this...
Were- immediately thinking, you know, like a movie, and you said Fear. And,
yeah, with
and that
Mark
is right,
Wahlberg.
With Mark Wahlberg, I was thinking it was Cape Fear. No, it's just Fear. And yeah, I think it's very similar to that. The biggest part of it for me is that he's not remorseful, and he's not saying, I should have never done that. I would never do that again. So that's kind of the biggest concern. Sassy Matt says, tell him your family secret. You're from a mob family. And to be careful not to make her dad or uncles mad because they can get a little extreme when defending the, quote, family. But she's not supposed to tell people about the mob. That way, in the back of his head, he would never try to, quote, punish her.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Like, yeah, okay, so, you know, if you ever meet my dad or my uncles and they don't quite look you in the eye or they stare at you a lot, well... Maybe it's because you're not a part of the family yet and we can't trust you.
Listen, you have to win them over to be a part of the family.
Listen, you don't want to know what happened to my last boyfriend. He's sleeping with the fishes now.
That's crazy. E from LJ was just like, yeah, I was that girl. Had a boyfriend freshman year high school, broke up with him. He tried to get me back. I held firm. Then he started nasty rumors about me his football buddies about me. And she didn't find out about it until one of the football players kind of approached her and sleazily like made a lewd comment to her.
And that's how she figured it out.
Yeah, And so she said she had to work so hard to live that rumor down and squash it. And it made her sophomore year of high school really, really bad. So,
yeah, a lot of people are basically saying he's kind of telling you the type of person he is and to believe him.
Ashley?
Hey, did you say this girl was 20 years old?
Yes, 20 years old.
Yeah, so if he's still I assume he's 20. So if he's still bragging about this years later after high school, that's just bragging about it. That's not a good thing. That's not a good sign.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
Yeah, and what if something happens to what if she ends up doing something, not saying she would, but is he going to go brag around town? Is she going to have to move towns?
Yeah, that's what we're concerned about, is he's shown a tendency for this behavior and has not shown remorse for doing it.
Yeah.
You haven't had an ex like that, have you?
Yes, I did. I was at a different school than my ex was, and he was assuming things were going down just because I was meeting new friends.
All right. Yeah. So
that's not good.
Thanks, Ashley. Yeah. I think a lot of people are saying the same thing. And Hannah, I know you said that you think you love him and you found the guy, but this may be a red flag of things to come. And this may be something that you should probably figure out sooner than later.
Yeah, if you're worried that maybe down the road, if you guys break up, and it could be just through nobody's fault, but if he doesn't deal well with breakups and he wants to place blame on someone and that's the way he's going to react, yeah, I would always have that in the back of my mind if I were you too. I feel like, and she said this is her first boyfriend.
Right.
So I think it's a good judge of character when you see his relationships with other people. Right. And, you know, the fact that when I met my husband, he was still friends with his first girlfriend when they were 16. It's like he still had a lot of his exes in his life. And that kind of showed that to me that he was a good guy.
Right.
So I think your intuition is right on this one. And I think maybe this isn't, although now I'm afraid for her to break up with him.
I know. It is. That is kind of in the back of my head, too. So,
I mean, we don't stay in a relationship because we're afraid to break up with him. But, you know, I think this is a big reason to be concerned.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hey, good luck. There are a lot of people who are commenting on the thread on Facebook. If you want to put your 2 cents down at Ben and Kelly Show, keep us posted. And thanks, Hannah, for reaching out.